It all points to Jesus. In 2 Timothy 2:15 we read, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." While in 1 Timothy 1:5 Paul tells us that he calls to remembrance the unfeigned faith that was in Timothy, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. One thing I learned as a little girl was how to sing the books of the Bible. When my children were small, they also followed the same pattern. Now my little granddaughter can sing them through herself, learning the same truths that my own mother was taught at her mother's knee. The books of the Bible. In Genesis, the world was made by God's creative hand. In Exodus, the Hebrews marched to gain the promised land. Leviticus contains the law, holy, just, and good. Numbers records the Israel tribes, all sons of Abraham's blood. Moses in Deuteronomy records God's mighty deeds. Brave Joshua into Canaan's land, the host of Israel leads. In Judges, their rebellion oft provoked the Lord to smite. But Ruth records the faith of one well-pleasing in his sight. In 1 and 2 Samuel, of Jesse's sons we read, 10 tribes in 1 and 2 Kings rebelled against his seed. The 1 and 2 Chronicles see Judah captive made, but Ezra leads the remnant back by princely Cyrus's aid. The city wall of Zion Nehemiah built again, while Esther saves her people from the plots of wicked men. In Job, we read how faith can live beneath affliction's rod, and David's psalms are precious to every child of God. In Proverbs, like a lovely string of goodly pearls appears. Ecclesiastes teaches man how vain are all things here. The mystic Song of Solomon extols sweet Sharon's rose, while Christ the Saviour and the King, the rapt Isaiah, shows. The warnings Jeremiah, apostate Israel, scorns. His plaintive lamentations, their awful downfall mourns. Ezekiel tells the wondrous words of dazzling mysteries, while kings and empires yet to come, Daniel in vision sees. Of judgment and of mercy Hosea loves to tell. Joel describes the blessed days when God with man shall dwell. Among Tekoa's herdsmen, Amos received his call, while Obadiah prophesies of Eden's final fall. Jonah enshrines a wondrous type of Christ, our risen Lord. Micah pronounces Judah lost, lost but again restored. Nahum declares on Nineveh just judgment shall be poured. A view of Chaldea's coming down Habakkuk's vision gives. Next, Zephaniah warns the Jews to turn, repent, and live. Haggai wrote to those who saw the temple built again, and Zechariah prophesies of Christ's triumphant reign. Malachi was the last who touched the high prophetic chord. Its final notes sublimely show the coming of the Lord. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the Holy Gospels wrote, describing how the Saviour lived his life and all he taught. Acts proves how God, the apostles owned with signs in every place. And Paul, in Romans, teaches us how man is saved by grace. The apostles in Corinthians instructs, exhorts, reproves. Galatians shows that faith in Christ alone the Father loves. Ephesians and Philippians tell what Christians ought to be. Colossians bids us live for God for all eternity. In Thessalonians, we're taught the Lord will come from heaven. In Timothy and Titus, a bishop's rule is given. Philemon marks a Christian's love, which only Christians know. Hebrews reveals the gospel, prefigured by the law. James teaches, without holiness, faith is but vain and dead, while Peter points the narrow way in which the saints are led. John, in his three epistles, of love delights to dwell, and Jude gives awful warnings of judgment, wrath, and hell. The revelation prophesies of that tremendous day when Christ, and Christ alone, shall be the trembling sinner's stay. It all points to Christ in the books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, then 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, the Psalms and Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, the book of Acts, the epistle to the Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Then comes 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, and 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd and 3rd of John, Jude, and the book of the Revelation. These are the books of the Word of God. Let us study to be approved, nor stand ashamed before our God. Amen. The books of the Bible, they all point to the Lord Jesus Christ.